Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. We'll have a short show tonight because I have to jump to the Patreon Hangout, the Subscribe Star and Patreon Hangout. This will happen at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, but let's do a quick review of the stuff that's happening. The leftists are totally broken. And I don't think that the leftists I don't think that the elite leftist is broken, because the elite leftist, I think at this point, a lot of the funding, a lot of the people who would support normally a Biden, they've already switched to Trump. The Jews have already switched to Trump, and therefore the media is kind of happy about how things turned out. And you have even Andrew Tarbat theorizing on Twitter. It might have been a plan. This what we saw is a plan. I mean, they must have known that this was the state of Biden, so they must not have been surprised, and they must have wanted it to some extent by causing a early and unnecessary debate. It's not even the official presidential debate. It's one extra that they've imposed. So they had to know all of this. So nothing yesterday was particularly surprising for anyone. But the base, the leftist base, they are really distraught, because really they're realizing that they got scammed. But you wanted to be scammed. You voted for Biden. You voted this guy in office, and he wasn't cognitively much better 4 years ago than he is today. I mean, this was the inevitable conclusion. So you have to pay the price at some point of a Democrat Party who is so irrational, so emotional, that they are willing to vote not for the quality of their candidate, but to vote in frustration against a Trump in 2020. So now you pay the price. The price is you've put literally a puppet of the regime. Like, there's no better example as a puppet of the regime than Joe Biden. He is the model of a corrupt politician. There was plenty of public evidence available to all of you, knowing that this guy is just a sellout. He's not a leftist. So as long as the leftists don't use their leverage on their own party to transform it, they will pay the price of being scammed every time. And they got scammed here in that you have an elite that has decided to switch to Trump because for them, right-left ideology isn't so important as Zionism. And Trump has shown that he was scoring the right points on Zionism. And so they're like, well, we're going to get a better economy with Trump. We're going to get perhaps less tax, and we're going to get more support for Zionism. So why is it that we're voting for Biden at all? There's no reason. The elite has already decided that they were switching. So we're just seeing the spectacle that they have prepared for us at this point. Trump will win. Trump will win, and it's not going to be an upset for the regime. It's going to be what they planned. Indy Woods says, I'm stirring powder into some vitamin D milk halfway through my sets. Okay, bro. I don't care. Ty Odyssey says, when Biden's mouth opens wide enough, you can see the Jewish hands controlling his jaws. Well, yeah, I mean, but Biden is arguably less controlled than even Trump is at this point. Trump has made a clear support for the Israeli genocide, and in fact, he argued that it should happen faster. he has outdone Biden in Zionism by arguing genocide faster. That is basically the point on which Trump is beating Biden right now in the eyes of the elite. It's like, oh, well, Trump, you know, is offering a very good offer here. He wants us to act fast. He wants us to erase the problem of Gaza. Ty Odyssey says, fair enough. It's kind of the worst outcome where your old hero is elected for sure, because he's bought out. Yeah, it is very sad. So the only thing I can hope for and hang on to right now is the hope of a Trump card phenomenon where what if Trump is playing 6D chess with the Jews and he gets in power and rips his shirt and says, like in American History X, you know? You're not welcome, something like this. And it is revealed that Trump all this time had a swastika tattoo on his chest. No, I'm exaggerating here. But you can dream of this as a very, very unlikely possibility. I don't like these unlikely possibilities because most of the time that you hang on to those, you are being fooled. And I think Trump is fooling us, most likely. YouTube is pausing paid membership on Dr. Disrespect's channel. That is very sad. So a bunch of allegations that don't even make it into a criminal case. So you have, a civil case is less than, and this is what your apology earns you, Dr. Disrespect. Ultimately, if you hadn't apologized, could they have affirmed that you have truly done something? You apologized, thus you are guilty, says new guy. Absolutely. So that's what you get. But it's absolutely ridiculous that on an apology, YouTube makes themselves the judge of, oh, well, this streamer is unsafe. But it's been what YouTube has been doing for many years. And I've been in a campaign against YouTube and hoping that YouTube crashes completely and that they get what they deserve. YouTube deserves to fail as a company long term. Of course, they still have a normie base that is addicted to their stuff. But hopefully, over the next 20 years, the landscape of media will change so much and X will constantly make gains on the political conversation. That my hope is that in 20 years from now, if you there's no such thing as a political YouTuber. You just know when you start this career that you have to go to another platform from the start. That would be the ideal. And then YouTube would be the cat video, the cat video platform that they've always wanted to be, and they would lose relevance. Hope Not Hate has been suspended from Twitter. That one, I find it hilarious to see Elon go after our old enemies, those kind of organizations that go after people, white nationalism, white supremacy. They are suspended because they are the ones, apparently, I didn't know this, they are the ones who have doxxed raw egg nationalists. So, yeah, I'm super happy to see Hope Not Hate punished for whatever reason, even if I also enjoyed the revelations about Bronze Age pervert, about raw egg nationalist. I want to know more about these accounts. But Elon has decided that it was doxing and he's punishing doxing now. There is such a white pilling thing happening with X right now. We can see Nick Fuentes responding directly to Jordan Peterson. We can see Jordan Peterson forced to engage with Nick Fuentes, and that is so heartwarming because that is exactly what censorship was designed to avoid. Once we have freedom of speech, once we just have the ability to reply on X, the victory is inevitable. Victory is inevitable for the truth long term, as long as you don't censor people like me. As long as you don't censor people like Nick Fuentes. That is why censorship has been done the way it was done, to depersonify people, to deprive them of existence on the internet. And they were pushed back to homemade platforms, Gab, their own private platform. And as a result, you don't exist in most people's mind. You have people when you come back from a censorship, you have people who thought you were dead. And they're like, oh my God, I hadn't thought that that you would still be alive. Like, yeah, I just got censored. That is the intensity of censorship. And when you just remove censorship, then nature comes back galloping. And then you can see the full fallacy of a Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson was responding to this tweet by Nick Fuentes that says Jews. So Nick Fuentes was responding to Lomez because Lomez was asking, who is operating the American government? If this Biden guy is the president of the US, and clearly we can see he's not cognitively there, who is operating the American government? And an excellent response by Nick Fuentes, Jews. I mean, that is who it is. That is who is currently operating the American government. That is why, although Biden is showing the most cognitively diminished president we have ever seen, you don't hear Nancy Pelosi trying to appeal to a constitutional amendment or a constitutional procedure to remove the president for mental instability, for mental incapacity. And yet they were obsessed about redoing the whole lag around this when they saw Trump gain power. So if there is a president ever in the history of the US that justifies using a mental incapacity charge of any kind, it would be Joe Biden right now. Like, it's now. It's now or never. Because we've never seen a president who's at this point unable to formulate sentences, who had to be saved by the host, saved by the CNN journalist. So Nick Fuentes is absolutely right. The Jews are absolutely happy with a neutralized Biden because, in effect, the Jews are already controlling the cabinet. About 50% of the Joe Biden cabinet is Jewish. And so there's nothing that they could do more if they were to switch Joe Biden for Kamala Harris. So effectively, they don't need to get Joe Biden out of the way because he's just neutralized enough by his health. And the response to this fact, it's a fact. Jews are currently controlling the American government. Dr. Jordan Peterson says, you, Nick Fuentes, really are a psychopathic rat. Emotions, attribution of mental state, no argument. This is feminine. This is a feminine way of arguing. Jordan Peterson has spent so much time in psychology department, which are 100% women at this point. He has spent so much time in these departments that he has become feminized. Jordan, let's first address the factual matter. Is it true that the Joe Biden cabinet is 50% Jewish? Is it true that Jews are extremely overrepresented in the technocracy of the American government? And then you can say what you think about this. And you could argue with Nick Fuentes, well, it's the Jews, but the Jews are good. Maybe that could be your argument. But of course, if you just acknowledge this truth, you see what kind of situation you're in. If Jordan Peterson was to engage honestly with Nick Fuentes, what's the argument left for Jordan Peterson? It's that, yes, the Jews control the American government, but they're very good. They're doing a perfect job, okay? They are stellar. I want more Jews. I want more Jews to control the American government. That is the only argument left. And Jordan Peterson knows you cannot win this argument. You cannot win this argument. So we're faced in the current state of Western civilization. We're faced with with the fatality of the Jewish people, which is that they want to be in control of so much, but they have an issue with standing with the result, standing beside the consequences of their decisions. And so they want to be at the top of the CDC. But then if you say, well, the Jews have imposed the vaccine on America, then you are an anti-Semite. You are a conspiracy theorist. They want to be at the head of Pfizer, but then they don't want to be held responsible. You are a scapegoater if you accuse them of having benefited from a bad vaccine. And they want to be everywhere in position of control in the American government. But if you use terms like Zionist occupied government, you are an anti-Semite. So that is the big issue. It's a very asymmetric relationship that we have with the Jewish people, where they must be given all control, but they must not be held responsible for what they do with this control. That's a no-no. It's a deresponsabilization, and it's also a very feminine thing. A man is willing to step up and say, I'm going to lead and I'm going to stand or fall by the quality of my work. But the woman is always seeking to not be responsible for her decisions and transfer them, find someone to pay for, find a sugar daddy, find a protector. And Jordan here is totally subscribing to female morality when he calls Nick Fuentes a psychopathic rat, a comparison with a dirty animal. What's happening, Jordan, in your head? Is that fascistic Jordan rising inside? I mean, Jordan is... this is worse than anything I've heard ever from Faith Goldie. And yet Jordan Peterson once censored Faith Goldie, once denied her access to a panel that he was sitting on. So Faith Goldie has never called someone a rat. Faith Goldie has never compared people to animals. And yet Jordan Peterson had drawn a rectangle and he had said, this is the rectangle of acceptable speech, and she went outside. Well, where does that put you, Jordan? Where does that put you? Absolute non-engagement, and I love the response of Nick Fuentes. It is totally in the tradition of blood sports. He says, coming from the strung-out crybaby who works for the deicidal traitor Ben Shapiro, I shit on you. You are a fraud. Oh my God, I love the strength of it. It's totally deserved from Jordan. You called him a psychopathic rat. You don't engage with his point. You don't engage with the facts. And a beautiful tweet by Alexander Augustine. When the marketplace of ideas is mean to Jews, Jordan Peterson cries. Absolutely beautiful exchange there. And Nick Fuentes has more likes on his tweet, on his reply, than Jordan Peterson has on his initial tweet. That is what's beautiful. The world is re-equilibrating itself at the pace of the new freedom of speech that Elon gave us. And nature is coming back. The truth is winning again. I feel so relaxed. I've been so stressed in the last decade. You have no idea, because it was loss after loss. And I was like, what's going to be left after they rape us with censorship all across the internet? I was like, they're going to erase us. But no, we are back. We are so back. Rodita Sid says, there is something that people like Jordan Peterson don't quite understand. It is the following. Not everyone who is tall is also good at basketball, but all players who are good at basketball are also tall. Okay, but I'm not sure what's the relationship with Peterson. Galactic Primate says, Jeff, I'm having a problem. I keep running into this black girl. Not attracted to them, but she is about 5'6". Very bubbly personality. Oh, that's a red flag. Bubbly personality in a black girl. Let me tell you, she's going to be shiny and it's going to be cute to see her so expressive and so wild within the first 3 days of the relationship. Then you're going to discover that behind this shiny personality and this bubbliness is a psychotic serial killer style of insane psycho who will dedicate the rest of her life at making you suffer and at being violent toward you. Anyways, I continue reading. She is blemish-free, very dark skin, soft, delicate, and feminine. Well, you know, stop with this description. You seem excited at her. Saw her at the bar the other day and bought her a drink while I was drunk. I felt like penetrating her. Well, listen, my friend, you are dealing here with a very dark-skinned, 100% African. Let me try to shake you out of it, because I understand the sexual excitation. Your dick gets hard at anything that closely resembles a female. I mean, people's dick can get hard at a fucking inflatable puppet. So of course your brain detects quasi female looking, my dick is hard. Let me talk to you about the future, your future. You wake up in 15 years from now. Yeah, 15 years from now. You have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old black sons. Two sons. They are hanging out on the streets. You told them to stay in the home, but they didn't want. They yelled at you and they started hitting you. And they've been hitting you and yelling since the last 14 years. You've had to endure so much violence from them that you're not there mentally anymore. You're broken. And you're kind of happy that they're leaving for the streets. They go out there. They hang out with gang members. They bring them back at home. They take drugs in your home and you've, at the beginning, you tried pushing them back and trying not to get them, but through violence and through repetition of breaching of your demands, they basically set a drug dealing place in your home. And at this point, your entire life is covered with, is filled with a non-caring wife who lets them come in. Drug smoking and drug sniffing friends of your sons who are introducing your 12-year-old and your 14-year-old now to methamphetamine, cocaine, and pot. Now your sons begin to live criminal lifestyles. You have to go to the court because you have to make a case for the judge that it was only the first breach of a criminal law for a violent act for your 14-year-old. Your 12-year-old is on the hook next month for stealing at a grocery store some salmon piece that he was intending to resell to buy more drugs. And one of the drugged friends, one night of your 14-year-old and 12-year-old sons, they're playing with a gun. And they are putting bullets in and they're rolling it in their around their finger. And they're filming themselves for TikTok. And a bullet just happens to pop in the gun and go straight into the head of your son. So you've spent the last 14 years to raise unsuccessfully a son whose now cranium you see fully exploded in front of you, as his spine is the last thing that stands, and you can see his heart still blowing up blood, but his head is not there anymore. And at this moment, instead of feeling sadness, instead of feeling the normal feeling that 99% of the fathers would feel, you feel a sense of relief because you feel that this person wasn't you, wasn't even a piece of you. And he's always been so violent and so psychiatric around you that you fail at even crying. You want to fuck the black woman because you find her sexy? Go ahead. But think about what I just said. Trump trash talks Biden on the golf course this morning.
I don't think so.
You think Biden can do that? I don't think so. Trump is dunking on the leftists who are still trying to deceive themselves into supporting Biden after his very poor performance. Nick Merckx has been banned from Twitch for using the T word to describe transsexuals. He says, next time I will use the term mental health disorder. Meanwhile, the Biden camp is totally destroyed on their prediction. They were can you imagine this? They were fantasizing that Biden would totally destroy Trump. Like, I can understand wishful thinking. I can understand wishful thinking, and it's like, okay. Maybe Biden is going to be okay. Maybe he's going to pass through with the help of the technology, the drugs, the CNN bias. Maybe he's going to make it through alive. But this I cannot understand. President Biden has just accepted an invitation from CNN to demolish Trump in debate on June 27th. That was in May 15th, so about a month ago, a little more. June 28th, I will never watch another bullshit CNN debate. And the leftists were coping so hard all day. They're trying to say that somehow the CNN setup was not advantageous to Biden, that it's what caused him to be so slow and slurred in his speech. It's like, no, the CNN setup was designed so that what we saw yesterday was the best Biden. It was like they broke the fairness of the system to give all chances to Biden. What you saw yesterday is best Biden. He's not dropping out. Biden digs in after a disastrous debate. President Joe Biden is not dropping out of the 2024 race despite his party's collective freakout over last night's debate performance, which put his severe cognitive decline on display, raising questions about who's actually running the country. Of course, he's not dropping out. Well, it's a little late. There are certain states that are now closing. So, like, I think it's North Carolina, and then there's some other state that are closing today, or you would have 2 or 3 days left in another state to change the candidate. So it's locked in. You've chosen this guy. And by the way, you've chosen this guy 4 years ago, and he was just as retarded as today. So it's like, the leftists, they can't live with the consequences of their actions. I think at this point, there is lots of prayers going on across the nation that basically Biden will die. They will hope that Biden dies. And let me tell you, in politics, when the hope is strong, they can make it happen. We all know what happened to Seth Rich. They can make a, there was a thievery and somehow it went wrong and he ended up being shot by the thief. Ture says, by the way, they came indeed close to exchange swings, maybe just gold swings and no punches, but I got close in my prediction. I didn't see any punching, any even idea that they would get toward the punch. Golf, not gold. Okay, golf. Yes, the golf interaction was one of the funny ones. And one of the thing that is memeing, the moment that is memeing most today on social media is this moment where the CNN host comes and saves Biden. Because Biden is like, we have to, not the COVID, not COVID, but look, if we can just beat Medicare. And it's like, and the CNN host is like, thank you, Mr. Biden, Mr. Trump. Trump has surged in betting odds after presidential debate. He is now at 61.8%. I mean, Biden, 27% betting odds. So that's how the market, through their betting, they end up somehow if you put more money into the option, the market changes and the market eventually tells you basically what the probability is for something to happen. Silicon Valley pulled a total 180 from over 8 years of consistent anti-Trump fever and has spent the last few weeks becoming the biggest MAGA cheerleaders on the internet and raising tens of millions of dollars for Trump's campaign. You need to be asking why. Yes, I think that Andrew Tarba is right on the money. We have to be careful here. Something is happening that is very weird, extremely weird, suspicious. And, you know, Trump will still be a better president for the economy than Joe Biden. But Trump sold out clearly. Galactic Primate says, Jeff, that first half of your description really kind of hurt, man. You basically described my little brother. He started smoking meth and stealing and is in jail now. I did better for myself. Maybe a part of me is into that somehow. Yes. And let me tell you, you will improve your life. And yeah, if it runs in your family, I'm not surprised that you're attracted to low-level females. And you can follow your instincts. I mean, let me tell you, if it's the last woman on earth and that you know that you will not charm any other woman, go ahead and fuck her. Inseminate. But if you have choice and if you have time, you will massively improve your life by making a wiser choice. You will massively improve your life by going for even an uglier white female. Or someone who shows some kind of sense of morality, absolutely, absolutely, you will massively improve your life, and it's worth it, definitely worth it, if you can. Now, if you can't, go ahead and inseminate any hole you can find. The debate we all wanted to watch, oh yeah, this.
If you want to go, then you go to hill and go down.
Why you get fired,
yes,
man?
Why? Are you crazy?
You're fucking
fired, you are, man. You are fucking.
You fucking bloody. Fuck you, bloody. Bastard, bitch.
You fuck you.
Bloody, fuck you, bloody. Fucking mother, bloody, fuck, bitch.
Bitch, you
bloody, fuck you. You.
I love this meme. It comes from an actual video recording of Indian people on the street somehow fighting in English. maybe in the UK or whatever. And they this is our future. This is our future. Oh my god. Okay, SCOTUS overturned the Chevron deference in a massive blow to the administrative state, i.e. the deep state. That is beautiful. The Supreme Court is removing this ability for administrators to decide what the law is because the law is not specific enough. So this was a case where the law was saying whenever you go fish herring, you need to have a monitor of the government that checks on you and accompanies you. And that sucks. That sucks. Fishermen, they have to go by state rules, and it really sucks that you have to be there at this time and you have someone on your boat that's not really an employee. It's kind of an enemy of yours and he's there to observe you. So you have this. The law says this. Okay. Now, the law doesn't say who pays for this guy's salary. And the administrative company, the administrative institute for this monitor had decided the fishing company, the fisherman, must pay for the government observer. Now, that sucks even more. Now you're paying to be harassed by the government. Now the government has not even running the cost of the surveillance that they want to operate, and they dump it onto the fishermen. So SCOTUS has totally destroyed the whole of Chevron deference, because it's not just happening there. It's happening in the crypto industry where the SEC says, all right, well, the law doesn't specify what's an illegal crypto. We will decide what's an illegal crypto. It's across the administrative states. You have these fucking bureaucrats who feel entitled to decide what the rules are. Now, at this point, the Supreme Court says, no, this doesn't exist anymore. We delete this principle. From now on, if it's not in the law, it doesn't exist. And the agency must run the cost that they have. So if you want to send a monitor to fishermen, you have to pay for it because the law doesn't say that the fisherman has to pay for it. So you're the one who has to pay for it. That is absolutely beautiful. It's really a massive decision. Could have massive impacts across the entirety of the US in many domains. Cringe Panda sends a super chat. Are the high IQ scientists that everyone calls autistic really people with an autism diagnosis? My little brother just got diagnosed as high functioning autistic. He's abnormally smart with math, but late developing in many ways, including still wearing diapers in grade one. It's very hard to say a wholesale statement about everyone that is diagnosed with autism. Because as I've often said on this show, the problem with the autism diagnosis is that it is broad and it often is used as part of a more complex situation. It's not a situation that is properly captured by just autism. Autism is not a thing. That being said, there are lots of artists who have very good mind. They become savant, they become creative, they become mathematicians, physicists. And if you go into high intelligence environments, like the one I was working in, it is the general impression that most people in those environments, like at Duke University, at the postdoctoral level, you'll see mostly autists. And the problem is, I don't think that the autists I've seen at Duke University were shitting in their diaper, needed diapers to shit in grade one or whatever, later than a normal human. So there are very intelligent people happen to be autistic and often happen to be autistic. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone that gets diagnosed as autistic in the current America at grade one is going to be intelligent. One does not follow with the other. And so perhaps your brother is just a lucky autist. I say lucky because I think it's the best. I think it's the best type of personality because you are very happy with life and you pursue very productive things in life when you are a high intelligence, high functioning autist. So maybe he is lucky, but then this whole diaper thing indicates perhaps a comorbidity with developmental delays of some kind that are not tied to autism. In his case, it shows together, but those are independent of autism. So you can have autism without getting these developmental delays. So the way to treat the situation of your brother is understand that the autism diagnosis is separate from developmental delays. Now, he may or may not be diagnosed for the developmental delay part, and it really doesn't matter. What matters is he's got a personality that is said to be autistic, and he shouldn't be treated differently. He shouldn't even be reminded that he's autistic. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is that he can be in an environment where his brain develops and he has problems to solve and he enjoys the problems that he solves. I would also say, as someone who has experience in life, there will be a critical moment in his life where he has to choose a wife if he can find an equally autistic woman, very smart, equally autistic woman to him. He's going to be happy, very, very happy. So I would recommend this because it's quite something to handle the normie woman. The normie woman is fucking insane. So those are my counsels. Other than this, I don't think you should worry too much, and I don't think you should think about his condition too much. Just treat him as a human being and leave him space a lot. He will mostly need the space and stimulation, but not stimulation of the social kind, not you trying to micromanage him, but stimulation in the sense of having a computer that's his. Having an iPad or an Android phone that's his. And he's gonna figure it out all of his own, and he's going to be independent and intelligent. Stephen Robinson says, I had the guy threw his shoe at my head while I was driving down a hill in a snowstorm. My friend's daughter was struck by an autistic man in an elevator. Well, there can be people who have a diagnosis of autism and they end up being violent or annoyed in certain situations. But I wouldn't say that it's particularly correlated. Like, let's not forget, if a random person, a random normie was attacking you in an elevator or throwing a shoe at you, you wouldn't say, oh, I've been attacked by a normie. So let's not forget that violence and assault are things that happen on a probabilistic basis. And just out of the probabilities, you're going to have some autistic school shooters, some autistic shoe throwers. But I don't think that there's a particularly strong correlation. In fact, if anything, I would venture to think that perhaps the autist is more pacifist if he's not annoyed. Leave the artist alone, and let me tell you, you're not going to get much problem. Like, don't judge them and let them spend 10 hours of their day trying to solve a mathematical conjecture, or let them spend 10 hours of their days obsessing about baseball cards or whatever it is that they like. And if you do that, you're not going to get much trouble with them. You know what pisses off an autist? And that would be a counsel to Cringe Panda with her brother. Schedules and management. Don't manage your brother. Think about, can I spend the whole day without telling my brother, oh, it's time to eat. Oh, it's time to... How about you let nature do its thing? Your brother is not going to go starving. So don't impose a moment for eating. Don't force him into a dinner moment because you want the dinner to be at 5 p.m. because you've prepared spaghetti. Let the autist brother decide when he eats. His instinct is going to trigger. He's not going to go starving. At some point, he's going to be, I want to eat. And then you prepare some food for him. Don't impose a schedule on someone who is born with a brain that is annoyed at changes and that is annoyed at forced structures. Now, this is kind of contrary to what, you know, you have a lot of counselors and experts in autism. They say, oh, you have to create a structure that they like and then you stick to it. I say create no structure at all, and you will see that nature has it all figured out. Your brother will know when it's time for him to eat, and he will ask for food. Cringe Panda says, I thought they liked structure and schedules, but all I know is from TV. Well, here's the thing. They do like structure and schedules, but not imposed by you. Self-imposed. So give the pleasure. The autist has a great pleasure at self-imposition. So let it be born into your brother's head that he has this liberty. Yes, they are said to like schedules and structure. The problem is not your schedule and structure, because your schedule and structure probably conflicts to what their true needs are. Galactic Primate says, Jeff, are autists a new race of humans like whites are from blacks? Maybe like you have high-functioning autists, you might get a new subspecies of high-functioning blacks, especially if white men inseminate some of them. Well, I actually laid out my hypothesis on this about 2 or 3 weeks ago in a show. I believe the autist may be the original man. And I believe the male normie, as it stands in 2024, the male normie might be a product of modernity and might be a deviation from what we always were. So I believe that when you see an autist in 2024, you basically see like Demolition Man. You see a true male from the past. That is my theory. That basically, like Demolition Man. I am a man from the past who is stuck with a modern world that is disaligned with my genes, that expects something else from me, and yet I'm too stubborn to deliver it. Zelensky gets more realistic. We don't have a lot of time. Speaking to journalists in Brussels, Zelensky warned, we don't have much time. We have a lot of injured, killed, both military and civilians. Well, how about you accept the peace deal that was offered to you 1-2 years ago? Because now Trump is coming and Zelensky knows that it's going to be hard receiving money when Trump has power. Just do the peace deal that you rejected stupidly 1 year ago. What else? Steve Bannon is headed to jail. The Supreme Court has rejected his demands. And that's it for tonight. We'll go to the private Patreon hangout, which starts in 10 minutes. So if you'd like to be part of the conversation for the private Patreon hangout, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $20 level, and I'll be publishing the links to the private encounter, the private discussion, in about 5 minutes. That is it for tonight. Much love. I'll see you all in 10 minutes or tomorrow.